tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
Rob, 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 Rob.
Yes.
I apologise for being ill and under the weather last week.
That's why, mate. Things happen, you know.
And so I missed out the amazing talk on pants. No?
It was on Sea Monsters.
Sea Monsters. Good. Yep. Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah. Sarah was into it, and she actually played a real good tune afterwards.
Oh, what, the Beanie and Cecil theme?
No, it was a reggae one. It was Trojan.
It was called Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster.
Although we didn't actually talk about that.
Isn't that great?
Monster.
Isn't that great though? Reggae song, you know. Also Jamaican, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You know, Jamaica.
Yep.
They're singing about some cold and merciless loch in Scotland and this mythical beast. Anyway, today though, Rob, what have we got?
Well, we've got Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe,
which I know is actually a Turkish word. It actually means potbelly hill. I have that confirmed by It is the oldest archaeological site in the world, and the site was founded about 11,500 years ago and predates Stonehenge by 6,000 years.
Come on, let's go, people.
Just have a think about that. Let that one sink in a little bit.
Yep.
And it was supposedly the first ever temple as well, from what they've,
what
they've discovered. Now, it was found... Oh, hang on. I've got so many notes here.
God bless you.
Okay, right. In 1994, a shepherd in Turkey discovered the tip of a buried stone structure, and he could see loads of stuff underneath it, so he went to the local museum, and they come in 1994.
Okay, yeah.
And the local museum turned up and went, hello, we got something here. Yep. And they started looking into it, and apparently a survey was done by some Americans in 1964. They had a quick look and went, oh, there's nothing here. So off they went.
Oh, no.
So it laid there for another 30 years, and then it got discovered, and they've started to dig it up, and the things they're finding there are just absolutely amazing. They found a series of pillars that have animal carvings on nearly every structure, and many of them show animals and humans interacting, along with depictions of snakes and reptiles that appear menacing. And on closer inspection, there's writing on the stones. It's an ancient form of cuneiform. Now, I know cuneiform because I watched Blade 3. And they actually mentioned cuneiform writing in it.
Yeah.
Because Triple H goes, what's this chicken scratch? And they go, oh, that's cuneiform, which is like a real ancient, like writing.
Yeah, it predates hieroglyphics, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's just... Now, normally, when I do research for stuff, I have, like, 2 pages. I've got, like, 6 pages of it.
You've got, like, a folder there. Look at that.
The more I got into it, the more I just couldn't believe the stuff they're finding. And
those pillars that you're talking about are... they come under the category of how did they even pull that off because they're so massive.
Well, see, now this... I'll make a bit of a confession here. I'm an atheist, right? But I believe that something happened here, and I'm a believer in ancient aliens actually came here and helped us.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
This is just my opinion. Yeah. It's not BFM's opinion at all. It's mine. I'm putting a little disclaimer there. And, yeah, it's just absolutely amazing, and it's still going now. They're still trying to dig it up, and they're still finding things. Recently, they found 3 Neolithic skull fragments, and they showed evidence of a unique type of post-mortem skull modification.
Post-mortem skull modification?
Well, that means after the person's dead... Yeah, you knew that. Anyway.
No, but let's explain that, because after the person's dead, they've modified their skull of the dead person.
Detailed analysis with special microscopes show that grooves were deliberately made with a flint tool, and one of them even had a hole drilled in it, resembling skull modifications made by the Naga people of India. And that happened, they were doing that from 7,000 to 10,000 years ago.
So how old are they? Are they saying Göbekli Tepe is?
11,500 years old.
So humans are only supposed to really have been...
Yeah, I know.
Cracking around for
it. I think this is basically with what was happening with the weather. I've got to go for another. Hang on. Just bear with me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Scientists have speculated that for years, a comet could be behind the sudden fall in temperature during the period called the Younger Dryas.
The Younger Dryas. Yeah.
At the time, people were just like, were nomads, really. And then all of a sudden, they were growing wheat and barley and stuff like that. So they started to stay in one place.
Yeah.
And that's how civilization first started.
And that started after the Younger Dryas? Or during the Younger Dryas?
And that's what they reckon killed, like, the mammoths and all that, all those sort of creatures.
Sure.
So, also as well, since they've been digging stuff up, they've found no burial sites. They've just found, like, pits with human bones in it, animal bones. Yeah. So they just obviously threw everybody down a pit or something.
Yeah, right.
But this is my point, as you're saying, because of what they've built and the size of it and all the hieroglyphic or the cuneiform on it and all that, at some point, now this is my theory, at some point in our distant past, extraterrestrials interacted with human beings. Now, these aliens taught humanity about medicine, mathematics, science, astronomy, pot noodles and drum and bass.
Oh,
I put those last two in for comedy. It didn't work. No, you're laughing.
Hey, I made a grunt.
Yeah. Oh, can you make me one? I'd like to talk about it a little bit longer. I could go on for it for hours. It's just an amazing place.
They're starting to carbon date some parts of it, which are predating the 11,000 years ago thing.
Yeah. Well, experts at Edinburgh University have analysed the mysterious symbols on it to try to find out, and they reckon they could be linked to constellations. And the markings suggest that a swag load of comet fragments hit the Earth the exact same time as the Ice Age struck.
See, back in those days, this is when you could walk from England to France on ice that was 3 miles thick.
Yeah, and to America, I believe. It was like you could go to the States as well.
Really? Just like for cheap air, you had to walk there. The Göbekli Tepe stuff is well worth having a good browse into. It can only get better. What about the fact that they had some of those huge parts of the temple that they just filled in with stones?
Well, apparently as well, it's come out since they've been doing it all, as soon as they built it, it got covered over.
Almost as though it's waiting for something.
Let's just hide it. We don't want anybody to know about this.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
What about the Angkor, as we heard in the news headlines, in Angkor Wat, which is in Cambodia, which is that beautiful, crazy temple there. They just unearthed a statue that was 11th, 12th century, which is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that whole, have you been to Angkor Wat by any chance, Sarah?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
Yeah, it looks pretty beautiful.
We should start up a Kickstarter page for us to go there. What do you think?
I think we should go to Tepe. I think Potbelly Hill.
Turkey. Come on, Turkey. Let's get some real good tourism. I'll go there as well.
Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Or a benefactor.
Yeah,
be quite good to have a benefactor somebody could commission.
I think we could get you a patron, Mike.
A patron's a word I'm looking for. Yeah. Patron to send both Rob, myself, and yourself, Sarah. Yeah. I think three. I mean, that's.
I'll talk to the Maces and James Wallace. See what I can do.
You think so?
Well, Professor Klaus Schmidt, who's in charge of the archaeological dig.
Oh, Klaus Schmidt.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh. No, I'm thinking someone else. I thought you'd be able to.
American Dad, the goldfish.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But he thinks he's hoping to
the goldfish that wants to have sex with the mum and American Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's hoping to get it all done before he dies. I think he's got on a bit, but that's his life's work.
Are we still talking about the goldfish?
Yeah. If you've got anything you'd like to contribute to this conversation, because it's new learning, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, out of everything I've done so far, this is the thing that's done my head in.
Okay.
But in a good way. I can't stop.
I take that aboard, Rob, but next week, I promise you, in the next 7 days...
Oh, we're talking about pants.
No, I'm going to bend your brain even further.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about what you're doing to Rob's brain.
Oh, no, it's good. I like it.
Let's high five that for a second. Rob and I are working...
Oh, that really hurt my shoulder.
put a shoulder out with a high five, but we're working together to make the world a more interesting and colourful place, aren't we, Rob?
It is. And I think if you haven't got much to do today, or even if you're at work and you want to go have a look at it, check it out.
Can we spell Gobleki Tepe for people so they can jot it down on their browser?
GOBEKLI and Tepe is TEPE.
Good morning, shopper.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ancient Aliens.
Yep. Terrible TV show. Terrible shit of a TV show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I taped it twice and no, haven't watched it again. Zachariah Sitchin might be someone you'd be interested in reading about, Rob.
Okay, yeah.
He deciphered the Sumerian tablets, which were cuneiform as well.
Sumerians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sumerian.
Sumerian. A lot of Sumerian references in hip-hop.
Yep, and Grand Theft Auto.
Back to GTA again. Did you hear the news this morning, guys? There's a big heist by a gang that call themselves the GTA gang.
In New Zealand?
No, I think it may have been in Russia. I was doing three things at once. I'll get Harry to come in and talk to us about
David
it.
David Shearer once told me that if you get through Russia without being robbed, you're a superstar.
Oh, David.
He says it's the most corrupt city in the corrupt country in the world. Big call. And that's David Shearer would know. He's had his life threatened 10 times. You know that?
Really?
10 times. He's been pulled over with a gun to his head. Yep.
Not in this country.
No. So, when he's doing his UN stuff. Anyway, sorry, Cora, go ahead, yes.
So, Sitchin wrote quite a lot of books, mate, before he died.
How old is he?
He's dead now.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
We're all the same age at that stage.
I've read a lot of stuff by Von Daniken, and a lot of people have slagged him off, but I think he's got some good ideas there.
As soon as Sitchin died, they all jumped in there and started slagging him off, mate.
Yeah.
The guy that wrote Fingerprints of the Gods, Graham Hancock.
Yeah, he's onto it, eh?
He's got some good set, you know, and he's a big supporter. He's a
really good YouTube video of his band from TED Talks.
Yeah, that's quite fascinating, that, isn't it? I've got a couple of his audio books, actually. A few of them are a bit colourful and a few of them are a bit bahanga, but same thing.
He's a bit of a hippie, but there's nothing wrong with peace and love, mate.
He big ups the DMT a bit too much, which... I don't know if you know what that is, but
definitely Sitchin, mate, some of the best books I've ever read in my life.
All right, okay, thank nice you, sir. Thanks, all mate. The best. All the very best. And Rob, thank you.
No, thank you.
I say Gobleki Tepe to you. Hello. And I say to you, Rob, that this week, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to...
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.